Azari Chamberlain's father says another inquest into her death could begin early next year. Northern Territory officials are preparing a new investigation. That's 30 years after the baby disappeared at Uluru. This morning, Dr. Michael Chamberlain told ABC News Breakfast a 1995 inquest that handed down an open verdict was biased. He says the coroner refused to rule that a dingo took Azaria because he was protecting Northern Territory interests and tourism. A West Australian man who was tasered 13 times by police says he wasn't given the option of pressing charges against the officers. Security vision of the 2008 incident was released by the Corruption and Crime Commission last week. Police say Kevin Spratt chose not to press charges and two officers involved in the incident were fined. But Mr. Spratt says he wants the officers stood down and charged with assault. Serbian police have clashed with protesters who were trying to disrupt a gay pride parade in the capital Belgrade. Police used tear gas against those rioters who threw petrol bombs and bricks at officers. At least 44 people were injured in that incident. It was the first gay pride parade in Serbia since a march in 2001 was broken up in violent clashes. Emergency workers in Hungary are battling to contain toxic sludge that swept across the country. Hungary's environment minister says the wall of a reservoir containing the waste is now on the brink of collapse. Now, if that dam leaks, it could release another 500,000 cubic metres of sludge into waterways. The spill has killed 7 people and injured more than 100.